Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are back. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette says that Michigan's medical marijuana law is being abused, exploited, and hijacked, and he wants it to stop, proposing a set of new penalties and restrictions. To talk about his proposals and what that may mean to the state's medical marijuana patients, I'm joined by Reverend Steve Thompson. He's the executive director of Michigan Normal, the national organization for the reform of marijuana laws. Welcome to the program, Reverend Thompson.
Thank you, Mike. Glad to be here this evening.
Now, there's a sense that while Michiganians have the right to use medical marijuana, the enormous number of cards being issued indicates that there are those who may not have any real legitimate need for medical marijuana. Do you concede that this is likely?
No, I do not. Simply because if anyone cares to read the full entire law, you will find under the conditions a condition of chronic pain. There are many people, including myself, that live almost daily with chronic pain. We don't want to use prescription drugs and marijuana. I prefer to call it cannabis. Medical cannabis is the only thing that will help us. I believe it was stated that like 60-some percent of the people that have registered as medical marijuana patients in the state of Michigan have listed under chronic pain.
Well, the Attorney General wants to make it a felony now for physicians to knowingly falsely certify a debilitating medical condition for a patient to receive medical marijuana. And, you know, it's no secret that there are doctors that quickly process medical marijuana applications without doing a full checkup. Shouldn't that process be taken a little more seriously?
I wholeheartedly agree with that fact. Basically, I'd like to point out that Bill Schuette, back in October of 2008, just before the election, was making public statements all over the state of Michigan that there was nothing in our law that prevented dispensaries and the commercial end of it for patients to have safe access to their medicine. Now he has completely reversed himself and says that law specifically states that that's not true. It seems that Mr. Schuette has such a bias against those of us that grow and consume cannabis that instead of coming up with proper laws, and I will state this, right now we are an unregulated industry here in state of Michigan. But if you look at the money that this program is bringing in, the new businesses that this has started, like right down there in Lansing on Michigan Avenue, several of those places that were opened up along there were abandoned buildings, and they have cleaned them up and straightened them up, opened them up with top security. Instead of coming out with these mean-spirited bills that are trying to gut the law, what they need to be doing is they need to come up with a positive bill that would regulate such things as the doctor, you know, knowingly prescribing to somebody that doesn't have a condition.
Well, he does. The Attorney General also wants to regulate some of the guidelines. He says, look, that a lot of what he's doing now is motivated by what he's hearing. His quote is that, quote, everywhere I go, people say I voted for the bill to help those who are terminally ill or have cancer, but I didn't vote to have pot shops across from churches or marijuana farms that make pot Michigan's biggest cash crop. Isn't there then, in terms of his efforts, isn't he legitimately concerned about things being completely out of control at this point?
No, because again, he is exaggerating. We heard for 2 years after the law passed that we didn't have the public support here in Michigan again. So at the first of the year, one of our Michigan Normal members contacted the same polling company out of Lansing there that polled back before we had the election in 2008. And the simple question was asked, if the same medical marijuana law was voted on today, would you support it? We still have well over 61% support, according to that poll. So, no, that is totally untrue.
I'm talking to Reverend Steve Thompson. He's the executive director of Michigan Normal, the national organization for the reform of marijuana laws. Reverend Thompson, isn't it a fact, though, that medical marijuana with it now being available, it does allow more opportunity for non-patients and young people to experiment with the drug?
Now, that is not true either. If you will look at the statistics from the other states that became medical marijuana states before we became a medical marijuana state, you will find in every one of those states that marijuana use amongst young people has actually went down. This is something I've never understood. You talk to any young person out there, they'll tell you it's easier to get a joint than it is to get a pack of cigarettes or a six-pack of beer. Well, why is that? It's because alcohol and tobacco are regulated. And this would be the answer here in Michigan. Regulate it, tax it, and mm-hmm. you will see that it won't get into the hands of young people.
Another major concern lawmakers have are drivers with marijuana in their system. Considering the very high potency of medical marijuana, aren't some restrictions on operating a vehicle a reasonable restriction for patients?
Well, again, you have to look at the statistics. How many wrecks have been involved out there considering somebody under the influence of marijuana as compared to how many wrecks have been involved with somebody under the influence of alcohol? However, we do not condone going down the road, driving down the road, smoking a joint, but they say that there is no way to test with marijuana, unlike alcohol. Marijuana, say like in a heavyset person like myself, I could quit today and 30 days from now I would still have THC in my system. Mm-hmm. And according to Mr. Schutte, if I did 30 days from now, then I'm subject to arrest for driving under the influence of marijuana. Now, I ask you and your audience, do you think that is right and that is fair?
Well, let me ask you this. If a young adult has heard about marijuana and has never tried it, what are some of the best reasons for him or her not to experiment?
For a young adult not to experiment with any kind of a drug is because their mind is still forming. Without a doctor's written approval, and I know that this is already happening, there are some young people out there that are dealing with cancer. There are many young people out there dealing with the ADHD, HT, whatever it's called, that are being helped by marijuana and getting off of the Ritalin. But we discourage young people from using marijuana simply because they need to focus on getting their minds formed and mm-hmm. getting their education.
About 30 seconds left. The legislation, these proposals are likely to be formed in legislation that will be presented in the fall at the Capitol. Are you concerned that the medical marijuana law is going to see some big changes coming up here?
No, I'm not really concerned, simply because if they try to mess with our law in any way, shape, or form, the way it was written, they have to have three-fourths of the majority of the House, three-fourths of the majority of the Senate, and a governor willing to sign it to change that law in any way, shape, or form. I would like to point out, too, that there are going to be patients and caregivers from all over the state of Michigan in Lansing at the Capitol building on September 7th, beginning at high noon.
Reverend Steve Thompson, he is the executive director of Michigan Normal. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Mike.